Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You can now see if you qualify for a medical marijuana card through a telemedicine appointment. Innovative Wellness can help, and they take insurance. Schedule an online visit with them today. Visit InnovativeMMJ.com for more information. That's InnovativeMMJ.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The opening bell is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Do you like Jim Boylan? Yeah.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yeah. How do you spell I? That's pretty funny. my kid always will text that to me, you know, like A-I, whatever way you'd spell I. Very, very amusing.
Yeah.
Makes me laugh. Yeah. Yeah. It's about the highest compliment that Jim Boylan ever got as a head coach.
There wasn't
more than that, really. And, you know, Jim would get worked up a little bit. It went far from emotional responses. And he loved the idea of talking about the playoffs and felt that he was going to get that team to the playoffs last year. Now, obviously, that never happened, and it seemed like a pipe dream more than a reality when it was brought up initially. Does your expectation level for the Bulls next year change now that they have a new major decision maker in basketball and Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley coming in from Philadelphia as well, and now you bring in Billy Donovan, a decorated coach, a guy that has won awards for his coaching, and just curious if it changes anything in your mind in terms of the way you view this particular team.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely, it does. The Bulls are done experimenting with head coaches. In many ways, went from Tom Thibodeau, a guy who was a tremendous hire and made his mark on this franchise and was fired for being a lot of things that had nothing to do with wins and losses. But Fred Hoiberg, nice guy, really liked Fred, really do like Fred, but experimental. Jim Boylan, clearly trial and error, mostly error. And now you go to a guy in Billy Donovan, highly respected, who has made history, and it was a coach of distinction at the college level in Florida, one of 14 guys that have coached multiple championships in college basketball, one of only four men who have played and coached in a Final Four. And he went to the Thunder, and he won there at a 60% clip. So now you have legitimized your franchise at the head coaching position. This is no longer an assistant coach learning on the job and, oh, we'll get there, he'll be better next time. No. You've got a guy who, if you believe in your core, can coax it to the point where you're in the Eastern Conference, and making the playoffs has to be a realistic goal whenever next season begins.
You know, I think that it's interesting when you talk about the Bulls coaches and look at it that way, because this is the first coach with head coaching experience to come in here since Scott Skiles. And I think that you know, Tibbs was a really good hire and did a great job, but you didn't know whether or not that was going to work, whether he would be the finished product. We didn't know how that was going to go down because there wasn't something to lean back on. And, you know, the Bears are an organization that very rarely hired a coach with head coaching experience, and they have tried to have these guys kind of learn on the job. And they reversed course on that philosophy when they brought in John Fox. And when they made that hire, I thought, oh, this is a good idea. You got a general manager that doesn't have experience, and you're bringing in an experienced head coach, and that combination is going to help out. And it didn't work. It didn't work out that way at all by any stretch of the imagination. And I don't know, there was a lot of talk. You know, John Fox was already kind of, you know, he was looking for his golden parachute by the time he got here, and all that sort of thing. That's not the case with Billy Donovan. I mean, this is a guy that is an intense competitive type of guy. He is a, you know, it's fascinating to me. If you recall, when he was in, when he was at Florida, when he was in Gainesville, he was at one point offered the Orlando job, and I believe accepted and then reversed course on that acceptance of it. And part of that was due to the age of his children, I believe, at the time. Yeah. And he wanted to stay in Gainesville and have the family continue and all that. And then he ends up going to Oklahoma City, really kind of in response to the age of his kids and the way things were going. So he was a guy that probably always wanted to get in the NBA, felt it might have been too early a move when he was offered the Orlando job, and then came back and did a great job, did a fine job in Oklahoma City. So I think it's a great hire, and I think the Bulls are really lucky to get him. And I'm surprised, to be honest with you, that they went out and were as aggressive. And clearly, you know, we don't have the numbers, but we'll find out. Here's a guy that was on a 5-year, $30 million deal, right? And did not want to go through another kind of rebuild as they're going to have in Oklahoma City.
This isn't going cheap. This is thinking big. You know, there will be no golden parachute. He does not come to town with that. He comes to town with his sleeves rolled up, ready to work. And he's 55 years old, and he's a pretty youthful coach, and he is not going to be shy about attacking this job. And I think anybody else you would have hired, had it been an assistant coach who worked with AK in the past or Mark Eversley in the past, you would have trusted them because of the way that these guys have made decisions so far, but you would have been trust by association. Billy Donovan doesn't need anybody to vouch for him. His resume speaks for itself, and that is big. I think that's a big difference because he already comes kind of pre-stamped and with that credibility, and that goes a long way, not only in his own locker room that he walks into for the first time at the United Center, but it's going to go a long way when they start to pursue free agents.
312-644-6767 is the number. Does it change, David, the priorities in the draft? Does it in any way shift or change what you're looking for in terms of the draft? I say no. I believe him when he says that they're looking for the best player and they're not just looking to fill this particular position. I think they really are. I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to try to find the guy that falls to them, or the guy they project to be the best player in the draft, and nothing changes.
I don't think anything changes either, because I think he has shown an adaptability regardless of the style of player, whether it's a superstar, whether it's a guy who fits a role. He has coached them all and worked his kind of scheme and approach around the talent. So I think it probably, you know, there'll be a collaborative process who the Bulls will pick if they stay at number four. I think you'll still look at some mock drafts. And Denny Avdija is a guy that was the Israeli League MVP. He's only 20 years old, I believe, but that is a guy, boy, is exciting to consider his future now that you have a guy like Billy Donovan on the bench.
312-644-6767. Rich is in Rockford. Hey, Rich.
Morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, man. Hey, to answer your question about my reaction on the Donovan hire, I always had a feeling that AK and Eversley were going to do something special and they were going to get their man. But when I saw going across the screen yesterday, breaking news, I just quietly hoped, like, well, where did he end up going? And when I saw the Bulls, I about fell over. I was just so thrilled. It was like winning an Academy Award or winning the lottery or something. It was like, God, I'm just so excited. It's not anything different than what everybody. I'm just glad to see all the excitement. And real quick, my son had texted me Charles Barkley's comments. You probably saw him.
Yeah.
And I thought, gosh, you know, he just doesn't get it. I think I'm so glad Donovan sees it as a challenge and an opportunity, and it's going to be so fun to follow.
Thanks for the phone call, Rich, and you can thank the Academy later. Barkley said that there are only two jobs worse than that, or it's a job worse, the captain of the Titanic and his personal trainer. And a good line, but I don't think it's really that terribly accurate or fair here, because the Bulls have some pieces there that let's wait and see. I don't think it's as bad of a job as Charles implied with that comment.
Well, I think that if it is that bad a job, the fact that they sold this guy on it is very impressive.
It is.
And it gives me hope that they can sell a free agent on it, that they can, sell their ideas. I think that it may well have seemed that bad a job if they had not changed things and hadn't moved forward and don't have the hint that they are investing in the front office, in the coaches. And I think that changes the way that this organization is going to be perceived. I think what Charles said is so 9 months ago, right?
Yes.
It's just so a year ago. And I think they're getting out of that.
It's an old way to look at a new and upcoming kind of team in the Bulls. And, you know, the fresh start, the pandemic pause gave them a chance to kind of hit the reset button. And that is the way it is, an old way of thinking. So, like I said, I laughed when I heard it because Charles Barkley is hilarious and good. But I just don't think it was necessarily an accurate portrayal of what's going on over there, because Billy Donovan saying yes to the Bulls with the Sixers job, the Pelicans job, and the Pacers job still open, that says a lot right there.
No doubt about it. I think, people that were having fun teeing off on the Bulls and really going after them, and Charles, it's habit. I don't have a problem with it. They have to prove it first, but I think maybe hold off on that. Let's see what happens. Let's see how long it takes. We'll offer that advice to our colleague Dan Bernstein next. I'm sure he's feeling good about it. And Layla Rahimi is with him, so that will calm him down too. So that's
all right. Layla's here today. Good day for her to be here.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
The Score remembers Bears legend and former Score teammate, Gale Sayers.
Give me 18 inches of daylight. That's all I need.
Here he is, galloping Gale, carrying the mail. This is his sixth touchdown of the game.
His groundbreaking and game-breaking talent shined like a supernova.
I could see everybody on the field. There'd be a fellow coming from a blind side. No way I could see him, but I could feel it.
Rest in peace, Gale Sayers.
Truck drivers, it's time to get your career back in gear.
Make your new normal a better normal with Schneider, a time-tested carrier. A local Schneider recruiter will host face-to-face and virtual hiring events throughout the month of September in and around the Chicago area with the potential for a same-day job offer. That's face-to-face and virtual hiring events throughout the month of September in and around the Chicago area. Get full event and driving job details at schneiderjobs.com/events. That's schneiderjobs.com/events.
Download the DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up. Pick any team during week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only at DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/today. That's ZipRecruiter.com/today.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at betonline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at betonline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at betonline.net.
What happens if a child can't read by third grade? They are four times less likely to graduate high school. If that child lives in poverty, they are 13 times less likely to graduate. The greatest predictor of your child's success in school is the number of books they have in their home. But 61% of low-income families have zero books at home. Now, more than ever, children need books. Luckily, you can help. Go to ifyougiveabook.com to buy a book.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a two-hour in-depth discussion with Katy Perry, Jon Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Luke Combs, members of TLC, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing to share their thoughts. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need from job lot quantities to small supply runs, delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Download the DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up. Pick any team during week three, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only at DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect. And a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit gliglenview.com. They've got it.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. I want to thank everyone for all their glorious contributions to our program. I want to thank everyone for